Rough Trade all began in 1976 when Jeff Travis, inspired by San Francisco's hangout City Lights, opened a record shop in West London with his own collection of records. He aimed to create not only a record store, but a cultural hub where people could go to listen to music, meet other music enthusiasts, and simply relax. The store saw appearances by bands such as the Ramones and Talking Heads, and began to attract famous customers like Patti Smith.
Eventually, Rough Trade also became an independent record label, signings which include the Smiths, the Strokes, and the Libertines. Branches were opened in Covent Garden, Paris, Tokyo, and San Francisco. The Covent Garden store moved to an old converted brewery on Brick Lane in 2007 and has been there ever since. Now there are 4 stores worldwide: East London, West London, Brooklyn, New York, and finally, and most recently, our very own Nottingham.
Rough Trade opened its Nottingham doors on Broad Street in November 2014 and since then has received much positive attention and success, with exciting performances and signings taking place there. The music show spoke to Leah, who's the record store manager at Rough Trade. We asked her about the store itself, the ethos of Rough Trade, and the future for vinyl. We also spent a few hours in Rough Trade exploring and getting a real feel for the shop and what they were trying to portray.
You know, and if you think of the, you know, the origins of Rough Trade, well, started as a record shop, then went on to be in a record label and, you know, signed some amazing bands like the Smiths and Stiff Little Fingers and all sorts. So, you know, I think the name's got a little place in a lot of musicians' hearts, you know. I think they started a good thing back in the day. We used to have Selected It. It was a complete, like, Nottingham institution. People loved it. Proper, decent, independent record shop, you know. That went, I think, back in 2007, and Nottingham's not really had anything since. There's Music Exchange down the road, which is a fantastic shop, but really quite small. You know, they do things for a good cause, but Nottingham needed a really good, big record shop. And it's not just a record shop. It's a cafe, it's a bar, it's a venue, it's... there's all sorts of things going on in here, you know what I mean? So I think the building is fantastic, great area, opposite the Broadway cinema again, which is, you know, I like to think they're doing the same thing as we're doing, but with film, and we're like, yeah, the music side, so that's why, really.
I think Rough Trade's very central to making it like a cultural experience, so do you think that's, yeah, like a really important thing, to sort of have somewhere completely unique where you can get a unique cultural experience?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's, yeah, they wanted something that's absolutely more than a record shop, for sure, you know, definitely. It's the first one with a proper bar and venue and everything else in there. If you go into Rough Trade East, they've got, you know, you can get the Freitag bags and things that we sell, but they've only got like a little stand, whereas we've got like a dedicated room, and they've got, you know, a little cafe at the front where you can get a cheese toastie and a coffee. But, you know, here we've got a complete cafe bar that's open from 10 till 11 with beer and, yeah, bagels and all sorts. So yeah, it's a strange shop. There's not another one like it in Nottingham.
So, are vinyl sales on the rise because they're becoming cool again, or do they just sound better?
I think it starts like that, but, you know, before I got a record player and everyone used to say, oh, it sounds so much better on vinyl, and I'd be like, nah. But when you get one and you listen to it, it really does. Yeah. You know, you start by getting one saying, oh, I'm going to be a hipster or whatever. You put a record, the minute you put a needle on the record, you're hooked.
Yeah. And you do realise when you're listening, there's something satisfying about like putting the needle on, yeah, like hearing it crackle.
Yeah.
And then just hearing like something like slightly different. Like,
there's a lot of things that you can't get on CD anymore that you can get on, yeah, vinyl, yeah, that they've repressed on vinyl, and there's 180 gram pressings which are much better quality and different artwork. You could get really nerdy with vinyl, which you can't get with CD, yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. You can really get deep into it, so that's why I like it. That's why I think people are buying it again.
What do you think it is about Rough Trade that brings these massive names in?
I think because it's well known, but we're still an independent record shop, you know. We're not, nothing against your HMVs and whatnot, but we're an independent, and we support the bands. They know that, and they like to give a little something back, you know, so... we treat them well. They scratch our backs, we scratch theirs, whatever the phrase is.
We asked Leah to tell us about some of the exciting events coming up at Rough Trade in Nottingham.
Ooh, we've got loads. Public service broadcasting is the big one. I think that's going to be our first proper sold out one. I think it's nearly sold out, in fact. Dutch Uncles are coming. Pond, it's the one that I'm most excited about. Little offshoot of Tame Impala. Yeah, so yeah.
I'm really excited for Little Comets.
So yeah,
I'm so excited because I've like paid to see them in London before for like 30 quid.
No way.
Here for free.
Yeah.
But I was just like, this is amazing. It's like seeing the venue upstairs. It's all so intimate.
Exactly. So that's why. I mean, something like public service broadcasting, they're playing the arena, and yeah, we've got 140 capacity venue. It's like the same size as the Bodega, or possibly smaller. Yeah. I don't know, but you know, we're getting some quite big names coming up now. It's bizarre.
That was record store manager Leah at Rough Trade Nottingham talking to The Music Show. Rough Trade is a true gem in Nottingham and really worth a visit. With its cafe, bar, shops, object of use, Freitag and Aesop, photo booth, and last but by no means least, its amazing vinyl and CD store, Rough Trade is a place to spend time and really immerse yourself in music and art. The Music Show cannot recommend it enough.